I hope you're ready for an eyewitness report. We have Curtis here with Weed Wrangle here in studio. Curtis, welcome aboard. How you doing?
Doing well, Alex. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. So what is Weed Wrangle, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, Weed Wrangle is a national event promoting people to remove invasive plants from public lands. It started with some friends of ours in Nashville, Tennessee. It's a partnership, started as a partnership between Garden Clubs of America and Invasive Plant Control. Basically, the goal is to promote removing invasive plants from public lands through volunteer events.
All the way over in Nashville, this kind of got started.
Yeah, and their goal was to have this spread nationally. So we've gone to some conferences of theirs about dealing with invasive plants. That's where we learned of the program and brought it back to our state so that we could see the benefits as well.
Is this a nationwide program?
That's correct. Right now they have it in 29 states. Of course, we're always looking to expand and get new people hosting Weed Wrangle events at their locations. And that's the goal, just to get local communities involved and working to solve problems.
Yeah, I mean, it is a pretty common problem, weeds. Certainly. We all get to deal with them, don't we?
Yeah. The one that we're working on, our specific Weed Wrangle event, we'll be removing Scotch Broom from a Griffin Loop Trail out at Griffin Park. Scotch Broom is a problem plant here in Oregon. A study from the Department of Agriculture determined that it's costing us $40 million annually in economic losses. Yeah. And it's also a wildfire spreader, so we're just trying to remove it from the forest there and specifically from the trail.
It's amazing how something so small can have such a big impact, not just on our society, but the ecosystem and everything around it.
Yeah, it changes the way, you know, the forest animals are foraging and all sorts of things. Disrupts the soil composition and makes a big difference.
So trees' health.
Certainly, yeah. The Douglas fir tree particularly is affected by the Scotch broom invasion.
Can't have that. So this program, and like many others, will help to suppress this weed infestation.
Correct. Yeah, we're going in there and we're removing the mature plants that are creating the seed, and then we do follow up work in the next years to remove any new growth, eventually where we can eradicate it from the site.
Nice. And we were talking earlier, it's kind of you start here and it prevents it from spreading certain areas that you go weeding. Is that right?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. So yeah, a lot of people use this loop trail, and we're initially controlling the Scotch broom from the trail along 20 feet in from the edges of the trail. Mm-hmm. And the goal of that is to keep people from picking up the seed and taking it with them back to their home, or maybe the dogs pick it up in their fur and take it back to their home, and that further generates the spread. So just trying to create a safe space where we're not adding to the problem.
Right. Don't want it to spread or anything.
Correct.
Yeah. So how do folks get to be a part of this? What do they have to do?
Yeah, well, to join our Weed Wrangle event that we're having at the park, it'll be March 21st. We'll be there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we'll be offering free day use passes for participants. And,
nice.
Yeah, food and drinks as well.
Ah, bonus.
Of course. And then they can, if they're interested in joining, they can respond to my email address. It's curtis@weed-wrench.com. And let us know they'll be coming. That way we make sure we have all the correct tools and everything. We also will be providing gloves and tools to be used on the site as well.
Very good. So they don't need to worry about bringing anything?
Unless they have specific stuff they really want to bring with them, we'll have them covered.
Nice. Yeah. Well, right on. And so, let's see, that's coming up again when?
March 21st. It's a Saturday, and it'll be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll be out there a little early, of course, to make sure we're welcoming everybody as they come in, and we'll get you your day pass and give you some education on what we're doing and sign up for the program.
Right on. This is good work you guys are doing, Curtis.
Oh, thank you very much.
And so, man, living. So starting all the way back in Nashville, and so did you get this program started? Is that right?
Not the one who started it, but some good friends of ours started it in 2017, and we joined in the following year and just been trying to promote it ourselves. So,
and it's been going strong ever since and growing, I trust.
Oh, yeah, growing. Like you said, originally they only had sites in Tennessee, and that grew the following year to Tennessee and the neighboring states, and now we're in 29 states making the work happen.
That's awesome. Well, we're glad to have you guys here in our community as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex.
Sure thing.
Again, March 21st, 11 to 3, the Weed Wrangle event, and we'd love to have any volunteers that want to come join.
Absolutely. And again, how can they get in touch with you if they want to be a part of it?
Yeah, they can email me at Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, at weed-wrench.com.
Weed Wrench. Okay. For the Weed Wrangle. Brilliant. Well, Curtis, thanks again for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Alex. Have a good one.
You as well. And that'll do it for this iSpy report right here on KJO.